الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعرفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. Our brothers and sisters, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yaqulun uluwan kabira. And we ask Allah for His guidance. And we ask Allah for His mercy. And we ask Allah for His blessing. And we ask Allah for our risk. And we ask Allah to keep us firm. And we ask Allah to save us from harm. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam said, وَإِذَا سَأَوْتُمْ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. And if you want to ask for something, then you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the greatest things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give anyone is to give that person taqwa. To give that person a God consciousness. Taqwa, of all the qualities in the heart, it is the most precious, the most valuable. It has more utility, more uses, and has a greater impact upon a person's life than any other singular quality that you can have in your heart. And it comprises other qualities. Taqwa is a comprehensive word. The best attribute that a person can have in the religion of Islam between them and Allah, not the things that somebody says about you, because you can't look at a person and say this person has taqwa. You can say, I think he has taqwa. I believe he has taqwa. I think he's muttaqi, meaning he's has taqwa. I suppose he has taqwa. I get the impression that he has taqwa. I have an idea that he has taqwa, but you cannot conclusively point at anyone and say, man, this person has taqwa. You can say that, figuratively speaking, but your judgment of someone's taqwa is really irrelevant in the scheme of things. But between an individual and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between you and Allah, the best attribute that you can have with your Lord is to have taqwa. Why do I say that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, إِنَّا خُلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. Verily, we have created you from male and female. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا. We have made you into peoples, different peoples. African people, Asian people, Caucasian people, Middle Eastern people, and so on and so forth. وَقَبَائِلْ. And the tribes. People who put themselves into tribes. The natural progression of people is to be in a clan, family, then clan, then tribe. But then he says, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدُ اللَّهِ أَطْقَاكُمْ. Then he says, but the most honored of you to Allah, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ, meaning in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most honored person to Allah, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَطْقَاكُمْ. The most honored of you to Allah is the one who has the most piety. So you see, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people's darajat, their levels, are gauged primarily by the level of piety in their heart. And you would never be able to know from the outside. A person can look pious and be so impious. He can look like he's not pious, but he's very pious. That's why it's always not good for Muslims to go trying to show off how religious you are, how pious you are, because it means very, very little. And Allah says, and the Prophet said, Inna Allah لا يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ. That verily Allah does not look at your outer appearances nor your body shapes, but what he looks at is what's in your heart. And then the Prophet said, عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيٍ عَلَى أَعْجَمِيٍ وَلَا لِعَجَمِيٍ عَلَى عَرَبِيٍ إِلَّا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. He says that there's no preference of the Arab over the non-Arab, nor the non-Arab over the Arab except by the degree of taqwa of Allah that they have. Now, how do you get taqwa? Some things will get you taqwa, but you very rarely are able to obtain taqwa without obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it's impossible. You have to do the deed first. And then through the process of doing the deed, you obtain taqwa. You become more God consciousness. Now, what do we mean by taqwa? Taqwa is the feeling in the heart that compels you that when you act, you're acting with God in mind. You're thinking, why am I doing this? And it may be something that you normally wouldn't do. You may not even like to do it. But you're doing it because, you know, this is the right thing to do. This is what Allah commands. This is what Allah requires of me. This is what Allah asks of me. And therefore, I'm going to do this particular act in this way, in this manner, at this time. That's taqwa. You're not acting on financial basis. You're not acting on social basis. You're not acting because there's a gain in it for you. You're doing this only because Allah, I'm aware of your promise. I'm aware of your threat. I'm aware of your word. And therefore, this is what I'm doing now. And you don't really care what anybody else thinks about it because you are acting based upon your taqwa. This is what taqwa is all about. And taqwa has its own inertia. We already know, based upon what I mentioned, that the most honored view to Allah is that the one who has the most taqwa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, that the best provision that a person can have, the best asset that they can have is taqwa. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, the best provision is taqwa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he talks so much about taqwa. Allah talks a lot about taqwa in the Quran. Taqwa this, taqwa that, taqwa, 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 muttaqi, muttaqun, ittaqillah, all over the book. He commands people to have taqwa. He talks about people to have taqwa. He talks about the benefit of taqwa. He talks about what he does for you if you have taqwa. And one verse he says, ittaqullaha wa yu'allimukum Allah. Have taqwa of Allah and Allah will teach you. So he's even saying that in the case that you are ignorant of your faith, and maybe you don't have a teacher available, ittaqullaha wa yu'allimukum Allah. He says, have taqwa of Allah and Allah will teach you. Suppose a person feels or they are in a tightened situation. So I'm telling you, there's nothing better than a Muslim can have as his aid, as his provision, as his weapon against the devil than to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing that's going to enhance your life more than having taqwa. Allah says in Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرَزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah says, whoever has taqwa of Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, this is what he's saying, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, whoever has taqwa of Allah, he will make for him an opening, a makhraj. Meaning that if you find yourself in a tightened circumstance, whether it be financial, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, emotional, especially emotional, we too emotional. If you find yourself in such a situation, what do? You can feel sorry for yourself. You can cry all you want. But Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, he will make for him a makhraj. an opening, a way out. So whatever the situation is, you have to stop and say, you know what, man, it's deep. But you know what? Let me just concentrate on doing what's right for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I could do what's wrong, and maybe I see if I do what's wrong, I can get better or get out. But no, let me not do that. Let me have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me just do the right thing. Let me make tawbah. Let me repent to Allah. Let me reestablish my prayer. Let me make dua to Allah before I start crying all over the internet. Before I go to Facebook and put it all out there. Let me send a message by way of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you fear Allah. Because you love Allah. Because you want Allah. Because you're thinking about Allah. This is taqwa. It becomes the motivating force. Well, when you do that, Allah says, He makes a makhraj for you, an opening for you. وَيَرَزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْفُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And He gives you and gives Him sustenance, رِزْقُ مِنْ حَيْفُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, from where He would never even imagine. The way that works is that because you're acting on your faith in Allah, on your regard for Allah, your regard for what's right, your regard for the kitab, for the book, for the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're acting on that, Allah says, وَيَرَزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And He will give him sustenance, risk, from where he won't even imagine. Meaning, you're still acting on your taqwa, and you're thinking the risk is going to come from there, and it comes from over here. You think it's going to come on the right side, it comes on the back side. You think it's going to come on the back side, it comes on the right side. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah values the person that has taqwa. He's telling you right there, in the أَقْرَبَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored of you to Allah is the one that has the most taqwa. So He's saying right there that, man, I got value for the ones that has taqwa. When He talks about the people of Muttaqeen, He takes a different attitude. سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. He says, سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. He says, strive for it. سَارِعُوا means you strive, you're moving towards. إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Strive therefore towards forgiveness from your Lord. This is the method of seer. This is the method of movement that Allah Ta'ala encourages the believer to take in your life. This is taqwa. This is what taqwa is all about. Where are you moving? Moving towards Allah. Where are you going? Working towards Allah. What are you thinking? I'm thinking about Allah. Who do you fear? I fear Allah. Who's first? Allah. Who's last? Allah. Who's most important? Allah. Who's in charge? Allah. Where does this come from? Allah. Who made that? Allah. Who caused that? Allah. Who do I call on? Allah. Who hears me? Allah. Who's with me? Allah. You make it all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. So when you do that, then you become one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah becomes your friend, your protector. Because you're automatically putting your affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is a friend, He's the protector of those who believe. He takes them out of the many darknesses and puts them into the one light. So this is what taqwa. So Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So strive towards the forgiveness of your Lord. This is a sign when you have taqwa. Because the heart can't get hard.
You don't want the heart to be hard. You want your heart to be effective. That you're conscious. You're conscious. Somebody brings something to your attention, you're like, okay. Let me think about that. He says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He says, strive towards forgiveness from your Lord and towards paradise whose width is the width of the heavens and the earth. Then he says, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It was prepared for the muttaqi. So Allah is saying, this is all this stuff, I prepared this for the muttaqi. This is what taqwa will get you. You build your life around it. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيْئَاتِهِ وَيُعْدِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah says, whoever has taqwa, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيْئَاتِهِ. Kafir Sayyat mean that he expiates your lesser sins. Kafartu Sayyat here it means when you talk to Allah, you kafir anhu Sayyat. That if you have taqwa of Allah, then he takes your minor sins, your everyday infractions. You have Kabira, or they call it kaba'ir, major sins, killing, fornication, drinking wine. Those are major sins. Then you have minor sins. Maybe a minor slight, somebody in the store, maybe you had a bad attitude, minor something. Something minor, not a big sin, but minor. Instead of stopping at the red light and slid through, made this other guy, you know, broke the agreement of traffic. Because you sign that agreement when you get your license. Yeah, if you break a traffic agreement, then you broken your oath, your treaty, you signed. You got the license, you signed it, you said you're gonna do that. But these are called sagair, small sins, smaller sins. Sayyat. So Allah says if you have taqwa, you kafir anhu sayyati, that he expiates your smaller, his smaller sins, وَيُعْدَمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And at the same time, because see, here's what you have to look at. You have to look at the type of honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the muttaqeen, for those who have taqwa. So he says, not only will I expiate your minor sins, وَيُعْدَمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, but he's going to make his other good deeds, he's going to magnify them. So you know, one deed Allah says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالُهَا. Whoever comes with one good deed, he gets 10 times his weight. Well, Allah says he's going to يُعْدَمْ ذَلِكَ. He's going to magnify that. He's going to make it greater, make it more potent. So what he does on the one hand with taqwa is that he lessens your sayyat. He removes them off of your slate. He removes its effect from you. He's, okay, you did that, but guess what? I'm going to, like he says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and he overlooks many things. Then he's going to take your good deeds and he's going to magnify that. Even in establishing a masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومُوا فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah says that the masjid, that's why I always advise people to establish masjids from the bottom up, not from the top down, not for any political reason, any sociological reason, any power reason. No, establish masjid for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bas. You start off with the salat, you start off with the arkan al-khams, That's another story. But he says, the masjid usisa ala taqwa min awwal yawmin. That the masjid that was built upon taqwa, see how he likes taqwa, min awwal yawmin, from the very first day, ahaqqu an taqumu fi, has more right that you stand in that masjid. Fihi rijalun yuhibbuna an yatahharu, because in it are men who love to purify themselves, and verily Allah loves those who purify themselves. And this is all as a result of having taqwa. And another verse Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَأَتَاهُمْ تَقْوَى. Now, if you want to know how to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you taqwa, you want Allah give me some taqwa. Just give it to me. Put it in my heart so that I have taqwa, Allah. You want that to happen? Okay, he's telling you how to do that. Because see, everything that we need to do to be Muslim, it's in the book, trust me. It's in the kitab, it's in the sunnah. There's nothing archaic about it, there's nothing backwards about it. We see on a global scale, every single time, Muslims, we try another course because it's modern, because it's hip, because my PhD tells me that this is how we should do it. It doesn't work, because you cannot remove Allah from the equation of life. He ain't going nowhere. He gonna be here long after we're gone. Kullu man alayha fanu. Allah says everything on the face of this earth is going to cease to exist. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ لِلْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And the only thing that will remain is Allah, the one of majesty and honor. We're new to this scene. We're passing through. You have to understand that we as human beings, we're just passing through this life. We're passing through. And it's going to go faster than we think it's going to go. But your taqwa, since you have to go through life no matter what, you got to go through life. You got to go through problems. You got to go through bills. You got to do that. You got to make house payment, car payment, smud payment, PG&E payment, insurance payment, food payment, clothes payment, back to school payment, tuition. You gotta do all that. Or at least a great portion of it, whether we like it or not. There's nothing that can, you can't stop yourself from living. You can't stop it. You can't stop your masir illallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're being pushed to Allah. We're being pushed to a grave. Day by day, days passing, this day passed, more gray hair, another gray hair.